Hello, everybody. Thank you for coming to my presentation. And well, I will talk about evaluation of new taro varieties resistant to taro leaf blight in Hawaii. So taro is consumed for its starchy corn and also for its leaves. Historically, taro crops provided nutritious food that helped early pollinations to successfully colonize the Hawaiian islands. So taro is a major staple food for Hawaiians. The most famous is the poi, which is, I don't know if you can manage this, but it's the upper in the plate is the poi. And it's made of the corn of the taro. They also can be made chips. Also, it's used in pantries. And the leaves are used for make laulau the on the left on the right side, which is pork wrapped in taro leaves and steamed. Very delicious. So the taro leaf blight is a disease, is the most important disease in worldwide in taro crops. Okay. This disease was introduced into Hawaii in the 1920s. As you can see in the pictures, it can dry out the leaves. And usually leaves that live for 30 to 40 days without the disease. If the disease is present, it can live only less than 10 days. As leaves die, photosynthesis is reduced and corn yields diminish. So the destruction of the leaves reduced taro corn yield by 50%, and the production of leaves are reduced by 95%. Also, the poi quality could be reduced because reduced photosynthesis could result in decreased production of gums and starches. And if this disease is in the crop, it can completely destroy the cultivar or a susceptible cultivar. The taro production in Hawaii have been reduced by almost 50% from 2000 to 2015. Well, because of this problem in Hawaii, scientists of University of Hawaii develop new varieties that are resistant to taro leaf blight. And our project evaluate these promising varieties, if they are going to be resistant to the disease. And also we evaluate the yield. And also we want to see if people will like these varieties, yeah, because what happens if these varieties are really good, they are resistant, and the yield is really good, but people don't like it. So we want to evaluate those three subjects. The trial was done last year. We planted in June 2018 and harvested on this year, on February. The resistant varieties are the 1003-13, 1005-84, 1003-03, 1024-299, and 1016-03. And our control was the susceptible variety, that is the Maui Lehua. Okay. The results that we found for the presence of taro leaf blight was zero. There were no presence of this disease in our plots last year. even in the Maui Lehua, which is very strange because a farmer that is about 1 mile far out from our plots got a disease in Maui Lehua variety. And maybe it's because of the irrigation system, could be. Our irrigation system was dripping. And I don't know what was his irrigation system. So it probably could influence in the presence of this disease. For the results of our yield, the best variety was the 10-16-03, which was 3 times more than the Maui Lehua, as you can see. But overall, all the varieties, the new varieties, were higher than the our control, than the Maui Lehua variety. This is the weight per corn. Similar, the 10-16-03 was the highest, and also it's three times more than the Maui Lehua variety. So here are some pictures. You can see how big were the columns of the new taro varieties. The 10-16, which is the best result in yield, you see how big it's full in the basket. And you can see the other ones are reducing in size. And you can see the Maui Lehua, they are very small in the basket. And this is a example of, we want to see if there is any rot, anything inside the corn. So we cut the corns in half, and we couldn't even cut them because they were so big and our knife were not big enough. So we have to use a saw machine, electric saw machine, to cut them. So for our taro sensory evaluation, we evaluate the thickness, taro flavor, sweetness, and the overall rating from 1 to 5. 1 was the lowest and 5 was the highest. And the variety that had the best sensory result was the 10-16, which is the same that had the best yield. And you can see the other ones are similar to Maui Lehua, but the 10-16-03 are higher. So our conclusion is that this variety, the 10-16-03, so far in the first year is the best. We are going to do new trials this year, and we are going to do trials also in lower altitude, so maybe we can get infested at least the Maui Lehua variety. And also we are going to do more sensory testing because that result was only for 27 people. So we need to do more more trials also in the sensory testing. And that's it. Our acknowledgement are for the Department of Agriculture, who founded this project. And thank you. Do you have any questions? Yes.
What is the average relative humidity in the and temperature in the environment where this variety is more common?
Where the disease is common?
Relative humidity and temperature.
in the where we planted, where our plots, where the humidity was very low last year, so probably that could influence too. I think it ranged between 60 to 70, but the disease needs higher humidity. So that's why we are going to try to do new plots this year in a lower elevation, so we can get more humidity and see the effectiveness of these new varieties. Hmm?